It's getting to be one of my favorite times of the year during the summer, and that's fair time. And one of the first fairs coming up in the Madison area is the Lodi Agricultural Fair. This year, they're celebrating 154 years, and for this fair to continue on for that long, there's always going to be some changes, but Lori Ripp, the fair secretary, also shared with me some of the classics that people will get to see.
Well, at the Lodi Fair, one of the big things are the exhibitors. We gear everything around the kids, and it's their opportunity to show all the projects that they worked on through the year, whether it be animals or woodworking or whatever. Our goal is to build our community strong with our youth and give them good options, positive options of choices they can make, and to get involved in a club and do community service.
In order to keep your fair going, there's always adaptations and improvements. And this year, you've got this big new opportunity at the fair. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We put up a 24-foot 1980s grain bin that we are repurposing into an ag educational center, which is called We're Wisconsin and We Grow It.
What was the inspiration behind the title?
The inspiration is, I think people don't realize what we all are blessed with in this state, that we grow just in our backyard. There's so many different crops and so many different pieces of agriculture that we are so fortunate to have in this state. We are very fertile here, and we can grow a lot of different things. But I think when you get down to it, everybody thinks that buying local is just going to the roadside stand and buying local. But when you buy Wisconsin products, you are supporting all the farmers and all the producers and the processors in the state of Wisconsin.
You gave me a brief tour of some of the things that are going to be going on, and can you explain some of those opportunities or those displays to everyone?
So we came up with an idea that was kind of unique. I wanted to piece together of how to engage people to learn about agriculture, kind of like thinking outside the box. So one of the things I came up with was, what do people do every day? A lot of times they go to the grocery store or they go to a restaurant to eat. So the first game I came up with was meat cuts. Where does that meat cut come from on that animal? So it's a very simple game. It's highlighted with the cuts of meat and the parts of the animal. And basically you push the button and it lights up. But it's something that you have to think about. And I did not put all the meat cuts right next to where the part is of the animal. So I wanted to make it a little engaging.
And meat cuts was where you started, but there's other things too. I know I saw some corn stalks and a corn cob made out of recycled milk jugs.
Yeah, that's been a fun project. It's been a little hair-raising, a little bit getting it done. But with Wisconsin Corn Growers as one of our supporters, I thought it was really interesting to learn about renewable fuels and all the different parts of the corn, because I don't think people realize how much, besides food, that these products are being used for in our everyday products. One of the things that when they had the big tanker oil spills in the ocean, it was a corn-like product that helped absorb the oil, and they were easily to remove it, and it was safe for the environment.
And you also have the opportunity for people to learn about different dairy aspects to Wisconsin, and not just dairy cows.
Right. We thought, you know, in Dean County, we're not big into the dairy goats, but we do know that Wisconsin is number one in milking goats. So we thought it would be fair, because it should be fair for all the dairy to be represented. So we have not only our interactive game in a milk cooler, identifying different trivia questions and the answers, but also having a milking goat there too.
That's going to be really cool. But you guys are also showcasing things like different vegetable and fruit products across the state.
Right. Wisconsin is really big in a lot of the products that we have. Like, number one is snap beans. Not many people realize that unless you're from that part of the state. So I've come up with a market basket plan of engaging people, of just trying to figure out where these products are grown and where they're processed. And we've got probably like 20 different kinds of produce that is going to be there, and they are going to be able to guess first and then find the answers.
Who is your target audience for this educational grain bin?
Well, everybody thinks it's just the urban, but it is not. For me, it is children 10 years to adults. And the reason being is I think we are so used to it being at our, you know, everyday fingertips, that I think I want to teach some of the older farmers that just may learn something in my grain bin when they walk out the door saying, I didn't know that.
And so if people are wanting to come and experience the Grain Bin, when is the Lodi Fair exactly? What are the best times for people to come through? When maybe are some of the shows going on that people might be interested in seeing?
Well, the Lodi Fair actually starts this Thursday, pretty much in the evening. That's when all our entries come in. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are packed full of a lot of different things. We host a variety of activities that are free. It's a free gate. After 2 o'clock, we do have charge for parking, which is $3. So it's very family-friendly. We have a lot of different activities for the kids to do for free. The Grain Bin will be open during that time for anyone who likes to test their egg knowledge, is what I call it, Wisconsin egg knowledge. We also have events of, like, the animal showing will go on all day on Friday and Saturday morning. Brand new this year, we will have the Little Britches Dairy Class and the Little Britches Clucks and Ducks. And that will be fun. And it's basically what you call kids say the darndest things. You just never know what's going to come out of a 5 or 8-year-old.
And not only can you hang out in the educational Grain Bin, but there's also all the activities that go on at the grandstands.
We actually have some nice grandstand events. We have Thursday night will be an old-fashioned horse pull. Friday and Saturday will actually be demo derby night. And then on Sunday we have the truck and tractor pull. So we have 5 different types of bands, a lot of music enjoyment that's free. Our food court is actually our local organizations that actually all have their own food booths. So we try to support the community, and it's turned out to be a much happier place and a much more family-friendly place. And, you know, we're 100% volunteer. We all like to help each other's organization out.
So if you want to see the new educational Grain Bin, head up to the Lodi Fair Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Reba McClone.